The storm knocked out power to 12,000 Stevens Point homes, flooded underpasses, and brought down trees all across the city. Justin Olson was in his basement when it hit.
Lots of lightning, lots of sirens, water leaking in the house. Pretty crazy. Looking outside and seeing a tree against your house.
Now Olson is cleaning up the mess on the hottest day of the year. Carrie Bell is working up a sweat delivering newspapers, trying to figure out how to come up with enough money to pay for her own cleanup.
A whole tree fell down on the front half of my house, another tree down on the front half of my property, and one down in my backyard.
Two blocks away, Steve Mickelson of Amherst revs up his chainsaw in the blistering sun with the temperature already above 90 degrees.
Unbelievable. I mean, I can't believe that it wasn't a tornado looking at all the big trees that were down. It's about the worst you can get, but you got to do what you got to do. Take a lot of breaks, drink a lot of water.
Dave Illingworth of Wausau is a contractor working for Charter Communications. He and his co-workers look at the uprooted trees on the Union Cemetery grounds. A big electrical transformer dangles 10 feet off the sidewalk on a snapped-off utility pole.
We've got ice, Gatorades, and bottles of water with us to try to keep hydrated here, but I don't know what else you can do. A couple of the guys got air conditioning in their trucks, but try not to get too used to that.
For these workers, the almost 100-degree heat and humidity today proved to be as much of a problem as the damage caused by the storm last night. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.